It's the Early Morning Crew with Kevin and Miss Josie, and thank you so much. You found our podcast.
Hey, we're glad you're here. Of course, you can join us live every Monday through Friday from 5 to 10 a.m., and you can follow along with us on socials if you want to see some videos of behind the scenes of what we're doing in the studio every day. Our Minute of Motivation is live every day at 8:45, but anytime you need a pep talk, you can find it right here. Okay, so you and I were just, you were seeing a news story off air. It's another standoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that over in Lauderdale
County? In Lauderdale County, yes, ma'am.
And it's one of those things. This just happened a second ago, and it got in my head. You know, it's just like it seems so dark right now. Mm-hmm. There have been shootings and deaths and terrible things in the news every day, and fear for our country and fear for each other and fear and fear. And it's all on top of each other. But I just want to remind everybody that hope is stronger than that. I think that we probably are at some kind of turning point. And I do think that we've got a tip. And hopefully it will be from a place of, I don't know, empathy for others, of love instead of hate. And that's what I want for us. I want us to take that with us today because we see a lot of bad stories. And one of the reasons you do Good News Story Monday is because bad news gets to the top of the list.
Sure does.
It always does because it's something people click on. I can't help it. You know, I'm over here sometimes. I just get mad at myself for clicking on something that I knew was going to make me sad. It was going to make me upset. And that's not to say that you can hide your head in the sand, but remember for hope. Because the things that are broadcast, the things that are top of mind are always the worst. Mm-hmm. There are good things happening out there every single day. People that are helping each other, that are caring for each other. Out in Hazel Green, where they wanted to help their community. Mm-hmm. You were telling me about that Uber driver that just gave a stranger his kidney.
Yep.
And there is hope out there. And I don't want people to start feeling the weight of everything on them, because that is what it feels like right now. And I just want to remind us that, like Martin Luther King Jr. said, somehow only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. So let's not forget to look for those little points of light, because they are out there no matter how dark it gets.